Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just not sure what this fee is for eBay.
Your purchase, iFuel gift card amount to $2.99.
What was it, sorry?
Your purchase Apple iTunes gift card is $299.
An Apple IQ card?
Apple iTunes gift card.
Yeah, I definitely didn't purchase that. I'm trying to figure out where's that from.
When you were purchased that, sir, I'm asking you.
I didn't purchase that, that's what I'm telling you. Because it might have been my ex-wife, because I've just separated with my wife and she might have made this purchase without my knowledge or without my consent or authorization.
All right. Can you please confirm, basically, when you last used eBay?
I couldn't even tell you that. Maybe 6 months ago, maybe more.
All right. And I believe, sir, after 6 months or before 6 months, your wife, she's ordered something, a selling gift card.
Well, can you tell me exactly when was this?
Just give me a moment.
And exactly where, if there's a location, if you can tell me, please.
Of course, sir, I will be giving you each and everything. It is 6th February, sir. 6th February.
6th of February?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't me. And can you tell me location, please?
Yes. Yeah, it's Victoria, sir. Melbourne.
Yeah, no, definitely wasn't me. Definitely wasn't me. I'm not sure because she's left me, so yeah, I'll say it's on her. Is there a name or a number or something that has been purchased from, or from where? From my bank account, or how? How has it been purchased?
All right, I understand that exactly what has happened. I believe, sir, you are doing any of your normal work each and every day, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, anything you are doing in your cell phone or computer anywhere. And I believe that point in time, you received a lot of the advertisements like eBay, Amazon, something like that. It's all of the spam messages. And I believe by mistake you are touched on any link on the message. That's why it is one person they are directly access your information. And they are trying to misuse your details. That's why you are facing the problem. So we just try to take first, and we just try to track that person. And if you, after that, I want to exactly tell you what exactly location, what is the name, each and every information I want to provide you. So, if
when can you give me that?
If you free time right now, then I can show you the problem exactly, so you can easily understand that.
Yes, I can understand that, yes.
All right, so do you have a cell phone with you right now?
And it's yes.
Which phone you have, sir? Android or it's an iPhone?
iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Can you please put the phone on speaker?
Yes, it is on speaker.
All right. And after, just go back to your home page, please. Then you can see your all the application. Just go back to the home page.
Okay.
Now look on your phone, sir. You have an App Store option. It looks like blue color A. App Store. You can see that App Store.
Which one is it? App Store?
App Store, yes, right.
Yeah, I have App Store, yes.
Click on that App Store and open it up.
Yep.
that, sir?
I have, yes.
All right, and I've sent myself this year to look on the very top of the search panel, come up, anything you write and type something. Just try to type over there, all in one word. It's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Okay, yep.
And after touching any desk, mention, just try special search.
Okay, is it any desk remote?
Yeah, that's on that one. Yeah, any desk remote one. That's on that one.
Okay, I'm just opening it. I'm just installing.
Yeah, so you can touch on install and open it up. Now it's open, sir?
No, not yet. It's just downloading.
All right. After download, just try to open it up.
Okay. Connect to network devices on your local network. Allow?
Allow, yeah. Absolutely right. Allow.
Okay.
Now we're
open to remote address.
Yeah, you can see the number over there. Let's see your address,
yeah.
98 number. Tell me the number.
264-780-438.
It is 264-780-438, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, right now, I want to send you the request because it's a easy customer service sending you the request. It's some, like, box it will come up near the screen. Security warning, and you just first option select I trust this call and I have upset the risk. All two options will come up in your screen. Just check.
Okay, nothing's come up yet.
I want to send you right now. Just check.
Oh,
I
trust this, yeah.
Accept or any option. I trust this call or something. Accept and start now or start broadcast, something like that. Just try to touch on it.
Not showing this again.
Yeah, I do not show this except, yeah. After accept, just check if any option will come up like start now or sorry, start broadcast or something.
Yeah, I'm trying, it's just not letting me. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, accept.
Yeah, first option it will become like accept. Yeah, you touch
so
on it.
Start broadcast?
Yeah, touch on start broadcast, yeah, right. And after touch on start broadcast, what option you can see?
Screen broadcast. Everything on your screen, notifications will be recorded.
All right. And just...
Okay.
What you can see right now?
Nothing, it stopped again. Start broadcast.
Touch on start broadcast, yes. Touch on start broadcast.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's broadcasting now.
All right.
Okay. Screen broadcasting, live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user. Okay. Start broadcasting.
All right. Touch on start broadcast, yes. You can see that option will be accepted or something.
Yes, okay, now it's broadcasting.
Now what option you can, now just check what option you can see. It's the start broadcast or it is come up accept. Just try to check. It's option will come up.
Nothing has come up again. It said I ran out of time. I don't know why. I press start broadcast, it starts to. Any desk. And then it says, live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user.
All right, just try to check right now what option you can see at the moment. Yes. You can see that option except it will come up.
Start broadcast, any desk, and screen broadcast. The same again,
okay.
But every time I do it, it's the same result.
Special start broadcast, one time. Just try to touch on that.
Okay.
And after it touches start broadcast, what option it will see over there?
It goes back to the same thing again. Low broadcast to any desk has stopped. It's back again. So it goes to application. I'll try it again to application.
Would you like
to serve a boost juice button? Okay, accept. I just don't know what.
All right, you don't worry, sir. You need to do a crazy back option. Crazy back key one time. And just go back to the ID page. Like, you can see your address. Just try to paste the back key. Stop, second stop, process first, and then you just go back to that ID number page.
Okay, I will.
Now, you can see your address right now. Now you can see the address number, sir? You can see the address?
No, mate, I can't, because it won't let me go back. It's just being ridiculous, I don't understand why.
Okay, once again, reopen it up to any desk, please. Now you can see that your address number on the AnyText number, you can see that?
No, it's not letting me go back yet. I'm still waiting. I don't know why. I'm not sure why it's not letting me go.
Okay, tell me, what can you see in your screen at the moment? What you can see right now?
Amazon Secure Server. Give me a number. Please choose Start Broadcast in the next dialogue to allow image capturing.
All right.
So there's Accept and there's Dismiss.
Touch on business.
I tried, yes, I have. Okay, so I'm just waiting. Because then there's my address behind that, but I just can't go back one, that's the problem.
All right.
I don't know why.
Now, right now you can see your address, the number, 264-7380.
I can see it. But it's behind whatever is here.
All right. And any other option, like you cancel or something?
No.
All right.
I'll just try and close it up. That's what I'll try and do, and I'll just open it up again. Yeah, I got it now. Here it is. Okay.
Now you can see your address, right?
Yes, now I can see it, yes.
All right. Now, right now, just check what option you can see. It's a accept your building map.
Yes.
Touch on accept. I accept. And after touch on start broadcast.
Abuse management, table of contents, best practices. Is that correct?
The same option is already closed once again, same problem.
Getting started, set up, here, features, my any desk, is that what's supposed to come up now? It's gone to the home page of any desk. It's at the home page.
Alright, you can see your home page, alright. Don't worry. You need to do, you just take one by one in your all apps, and you will have a new app any day. Try to uninstall that app.
Okay. You want me to open it up again, that app?
Yeah, just try to click, uninstall that app.
Okay, now put it open. It says enter remote address, and my address is down the bottom.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi sir, your call is connected to the senior supervisor. How are you today?
Good, thanks, how are you?
Nice to hear. Now, for the further, I will going to assist you in order to cancel that order. So, will you please let me know on your mobile screen what you can see right now?
It says any desk, it says enter remote address, the top bar, and it says,
and
it's for my address number.
You can see some numbers there right now, right? Now wait for
my address number.
Yes, and you'll get to see a security warning one more time. If you get to see a security warning, please let me know, wait.
Okay.
Just wait for a second. Have a look, you've got a security warning on your mobile right now, right? This is security warning. Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I'm aware of that risk? Tick that box and give a click on accept. And after that, what you can see, please let me know.
It won't let me click accept.
Before you click on accept, on just a box that you can see that I am aware of that risk. Do you see that?
Yes.
Tick that box.
I pressed that.
And now give a click on accept.
It will still won't let me. Okay, now it will let me. Okay,
yes.
So there we go.
Now what do you see?
It says, what like to view your desk? Please choose start broadcasting the next dialogue without any censoring.
Now listen to me carefully, sir. You need to tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4, please don't touch it anywhere, okay? Tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times.
At the moment, it only has accept. It doesn't have start broadcast.
First, give a click on accept.
Okay, yes. And now start broadcast 2 or 3 times.
Yes. Now, when you get to see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Now, don't touch anywhere. If you can see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, don't touch your mobile, sir. Please don't touch
your mobile. I'm not touching.
Because the cancellation ID is activated right now, and you will get to see like countdown like 1, 2, 3, 4, things like that, right? Now, what I want you to do, sir, if you can see 14, 15, 16, I want you to don't close this page, okay? You need to simply swipe the screen, bottom to top, and go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
Okay, and yes, I have it.
Now you need to open setting on your mobile, okay? Open setting.
Okay, yes.
Open setting.
Yes.
Now when you open this setting, have a look. On the very top you can see your name, which is Mr. Matthew, and I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says display and brightness. Do you see that? Display and brightness?
Yes. Yep.
Tap on that.
Okay, I have it.
Now when you tap on display and brightness, I want you to scroll down a little bit and you will get to see something which says auto lock. Click on that, auto lock.
Yes.
Now when you click on auto lock, you will get to see something which says 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yes.
I want you to give a click on neighbor. Give a click on neighbor. Give a neighbor. Give a neighbor.
Okay. Where would you like
Yes, I have it. Yes.
Now have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing backward. Give a click on that arrow.
I did, yes.
Again, give a click on that arrow which is pointing leftward.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on that, I want you to go to the very top where you can see your name. I want you to show you from where the purchase was made and from which card was connected at the time of purchase. So if you can see your name, I want you to simply go ahead and give a click on your name first, okay? When you give a click on your name, please let me know.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on your name, I'll go to you, sir, the purchase was made in the name of Matthew Reddick, right? And the email ID was M-A-T as in Tango, C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, 001@gmail.com, right?
Okay, yes.
Now, after that, you will get to see something which says payment and delivery. I want you to tap on payment and delivery. Tap on payment and delivery. Now, when you tap on payment and delivery, you will get to see one of your MasterCard was added on the on your mobile from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase of $299 without your permission and without your authorization, okay? So, what we need to do, sir, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction, and we need to block all those person, okay?
Okay,
this
can we do that?
Do you see if your MasterCard was added on your mobile right now? Yes. So what we need to do is tap on remove payment method. So what is going to be happen, sir, if your personal details is going to be hacked, you're not going to face any problem with your banking details, okay? So when you remove the card, please let me know, sir, okay?
All done. Complete.
All right, done, sir.
Thank you very much, that's it.
Now when you remove the card, when you've done that, please let me know. I want you to actually go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay?
Yes, I have.
Now, as you can understand, sir, there was one card was attached on your mobile, and from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. So, will you please let me know one thing, Mr. Matthew? Did you check that any money was deducted in the name of eBay for $299 or not? And let me know.
Okay.
So, Mr. Matthew, I want you to just check that any money was deducted from your account or not. If any money was deducted from your account, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, no worries, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. And apart from this Commonwealth Bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Not a problem. What happens, sir, in the next 15 minutes, you're going to get a verification email and also the transaction is going to be cancelled, okay? So no need to worry about that. You can. I will give you a call after 15 minutes, okay?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.